السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Hakim, the most wise, and He has created us for a specific mission on earth. And this mission is to represent His attributes of beauty on earth. He's generous, the most generous, and He wants us to be generous with one another. He is the most forgiving, and He wants us to forgive one another. He's the most kind, and He wants us to be kind with one another. In other words, He wants us to do our earthly business using heavenly values. So, because we live on earth, we will have to do earthly business, take care of our earthly business. But He wants us to do that according to the heavenly values, which are His names of beauty, represented by His names of beauty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to perform our task, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He provided us with sources of guidance. Quran and Sunnah and His names and a lot of things that we can use to perform our job on earth. It comes a question here that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His exposure is limited. Is limited. We can't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His exposure is limited by the 99 names that He has given to us. And reflections of these, the reflections of these names on the land of reality. And the question comes, why can't we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide Himself from us? Especially when we talk to the people who don't believe in God, they reply and say, I am from the show me state. Show me state means show me where is Allah that you are talking about. So there are several wisdoms and several reasons for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has limited exposure to 99 names. Those reasons, inshallah, we will cover them one by one in today and in the coming Sundays, inshallah. The first reason is the physical limitations, that we physically will not be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala physically, because this will destroy our physical existence. And this is evident from the Quran in the story of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, when he said, Ya Allah, let me see you explicitly. He was the only one and will be the only one who can talk to Allah until the day of judgment. So he thought that the next step is to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he said, Ya Allah, let me see you explicitly. So to teach him a lesson, Allah said, you are not going to see me. But in order for him to find out why, Allah said, but look at this mountain right there next to you. A huge, humongous, solid mountain made of rocks, very strong rocks. And Allah said, look at this mountain. I am going to show myself to the mountain. And obviously, the physical strength of the mountain far, far, far exceeds the physical strength of the human being. So, rocks against bones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed Himself to the mountain. And as a result, the mountain crushed completely into dust. And just imagine you seeing a mountain being crushed into dust right in front of your eyes. So Musa passed out. He was like, he shaked like that, was like, فَخَرَّ مُوسَى صَعِقًا. He was like electrocuted with electricity. And then he was, it was like as if he was electrocuted by electricity, and then he passed out. So then when he woke up, he started asking for forgiveness for making such an ignorant request. For then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Musa, I have given you enough. I have given you a lot of special favors. So don't ask for more. He was asking forgiveness because, first of all, that request is a prophet like Prophet Musa alayhi salam should have not made such a request. He should have known better than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, don't ask for more. I have given you enough. فَخُذْ مَا أَتَيْتُكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Whatever I have given you, take it. And this is and thank me for giving you this much. Don't ask for more. So that is the first reason, which is the physical limitation. The second reason is that the loss of free will. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a space. And this space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to fill in this space. To fill this space by filling up the space with actions and deeds, words and good deeds that reflect His attributes of beauty subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah would fill in this space that He has given us, if He would fill it Himself, it would have been a wonderful, perfect space. But Allah asked us as a test to fill in the space ourselves. And this space has different sizes. If it is a big, huge space for presidents and chiefs and kings, and it's a very small space for slaves. This space, you can call it the circle of influence. It is where you can make changes and where you can make differences around you. Allah gave you that space, that void, for you to fill in. And while you are filling that space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will measure the way you filled that space to the way He would have filled that space Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on His attributes of beauty, generosity, kindness, forgiveness. And the closer you are to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills that space, the closer you are to that, the more good deeds you get and the more levels and floors in Jannah you get. And the further away you are from the way Allah would fill that space, the worse and the more bad deeds and the lower floors of hellfire you get yourself into. So that space, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order for this concept to work, you have to have a free will. And to have a free will, Allah must hide Himself from you. Why? Let me give you a simplified example. And Allah is way above and beyond any simplified example that we give. But these are for the purpose of understanding. If you are driving your car and the police is following you, then what happens? What happens if the police is following you while you're driving your car? You will be driving very carefully. You will be cautious about all traffic laws. And then when it comes to a stop sign, you stop and then you count 1, 2, 3. And then you're driving in. And then you watch for the speed limit. If it's 40, then you go 35. And you are so cautious so that you don't get a ticket. This is a police officer. Now, just imagine, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is visible physically to you, when a police officer is physically visible to you, you can see this police, then you're acting in such a way. Then imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is physical to you. You wouldn't dare to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You wouldn't dare, you wouldn't be able to. You will be compelled to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you are compelled and have no ability to disobey Allah, then you don't have a free will. In order to have a free will and make choices, then you have to not to be compelled to do evil. Because if Allah will block you from doing evil, then you will have only one way to go, which is the way of good deeds, and you will not have the way of bad deeds to go. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is limiting His exposure so that we can have free will. And just imagine also if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not limiting His exposure and we can see Him eye to eye, would we dare to disobey Him? Would Allah allow us to disobey Him? Would Allah allow us to disobey Him when we can see Him eye to eye? His greatness, His glory, would He allow us to disobey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? He wouldn't subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us. So the fact that if we can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this void that Allah has given us to make decisions and to fill in that space that was given to us will disappear, will completely disappear. and we will be compelled and forced to fill it in a specific way. There are four more reasons why we can't see Allah, or why Allah is limiting His exposure only to the 99 names. And inshallah, we'll go through them in the following Sundays, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.